Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Para sa mga empleyadong nagsimula ng magtrabaho o work from home, malaking posibilidad na manatili ang setup na ito. Sa pinakahuling report mula Productivity Commission, napag-alaman na bago pa man ang pandemya ay may 8% ng mga Australiano ang nag-work from home ng part-time. Tumaas ang bilang ng 40% at malaki ang posibilidad na mananatili ang antas na ito sa oras na magluwag ang mga kalakaran kaugnay ng COVID-19. Ang detalye sa ulat ni John Baldock na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang work from home ay maaaring magpatuloy kahit pa magtapos na ang pandemya. Sa pinakahuling ulat mula Productivity Commission, nakikinitang manatili ang pangkalahatang bilang matapos ang lockdown. Si Andy Withers ang nanunungkulang senior editor para sa isang international sports media company. At tulad ng marami, natuwa siya at malaking oras ang nailalaan niya sa bahay habang siya'y nagtatrabaho.
There's not a day goes by that I don't feel grateful for the advantages and the privileges that I have. Certainly with regard to my professional life, I fully appreciate there's an awful lot of people aren't in the position where they can work from home.
May 2/3 na mga nagtatrabaho ang walang opsyon na mag-work from home. At para sa mga nakakapagtrabaho mula sa kani-kanilang mga bahay, mayroong mga nakikitang benepisyo para sa kapwa-empleyado at taga-empleyo. Si Michael Brennan, ang chair ng Productivity Commission, naniniwala siya na maraming benepisyo ang work from home kung ihahambing sa mga di magandang epekto nito.
Of course you want to understand it, you want to keep a close eye on it and monitor it, but you really don't want to stand in the way where technology might offer up new opportunities or open up new possibilities for workers and firms to work things out as they see fit.
Sa ulat, diniin ang mga negatibong epekto ng work from home, kabilang sa mga ito ang epekto sa mental health. At ayon sa mga leader ng union, mayroon pang ibang di magandang epekto ang nagtatrabaho sa bahay. Si Michelle O'Neill ang nanunungkulang pangulo ng Australian Council of Trade Unions.
What we found when we did a survey last year was that the vast bulk of workers who were working from home at that time were doing at least 2 hours of extra work that they'd be doing on top of their normal hours of work they would have been doing in the workplace. And many of those extra hours were unpaid hours.
At isa din sa mga karagdagang pagkabahala sa sitwasyon, ani Michelle O'Neill, ang isyong hinaharap ng mga kababaihan, dagdag sa mga kailangang gawin o sa gawain sa loob ng bahay.
For the majority of working women, they've also had the extra responsibility in terms of assisting with home learning and caring responsibilities. So it's not an even picture in terms of who's doing that extra homework on top of the work from home.
Sinabi naman ni Michael Brennan ng Productivity Commission, sa ulat nakita ang pagkakaroon ng work from home kasabay ng pagtrabaho sa opisina ng ilang araw ang pinakamagandang sitwasyon.
The model that many businesses appear to be focused on as the best way to reconcile the desire to provide a bit of flexibility for workers to work from home some of the time, but also to get the benefits of in-person interaction. Perhaps a hybrid model that allows people some flexibility to be working from home some of the time, but also has people in the office much of the time might be the sweet spot.
At ayon naman sa empleyadong si Andy Withers, mas nakabubuti para sa kanyang magtrabaho sa bahay. Mas marami na siyang nagagawa.
I'm probably more productive at home. Just the fact that you don't have the hour plus commute in the morning and in the evening, so you're actually starting fresher. You've not had an hour on public transport.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.